This year, there wasn't a lot of snow, but Ozzy is creating a blizzard. Yes, the king is back to regain his throne. Ozzy Osbourne and the Blizzard of Oz. Ozzy, lead singer of Black Sabbath, is out on his own, and no one can hold him down. Ozzy and the Blizzard will perform one show only, Wednesday, April 29th at the Auditorium Theater at 8 p.m. Tickets are $8.50 in advance and available at all record theaters, the House of Guitars, Record Archive, and Play It Again Sam. Ozzy Osbourne, April 29th at the Auditorium Theater. Presented by Ted Boylan in association with 96.
Back with Ozzy Osbourne himself in the flesh standing next to me talking about the show tomorrow night and whatever else we want to talk about in just a moment at WCMF Rochester. Thank you very much. And we are here with, I should say, I am here. Me and Ozzy are here.
Hi.
There he is. Has stopped by for an interview because, of course, Ozzy Osbourne and the Blizzard of Oz in town tomorrow night at the Auditorium Theater. And they'll also be doing some taping of our TV show called After Hours tonight. I want to say welcome.
Hi there.
I don't know.
It's good to be here, man. Someone was telling me on lunch today, it's been like 9 years since I was in this town. What a long time, man. It's been
That's what
long.
I was going to ask you. I wasn't here then, so I don't remember you coming the first time. That was must have been Black Sabbath then.
Yeah, it was Black Sabbath. Christ, I mean, years go by so quickly, you know.
I got to ask you that. I mean, I'm sure it's probably the most asked of question of you, but people still think of you in a Black Sabbath context, you know. We get a lot of people.
It's a natural thing for people to think that, because after all, I was with them for 11 years, and I was the voice behind Black Sabbath for so many years, and I was, I suppose, an integral part of the band's sound. So a lot of people say, oh, this sounds like a better version of Black Sabbath or a different version of Black Sabbath. Of course they're going to say that because I was the voice, you know.
Well, what is the difference, though, for you, musically, what's the difference?
I'm free. I mean, yeah. Black Sabbath is like a prison sentence to me. I mean, I'm a very loyal guy in the respect that I stick by my commitments. But I went through hell in a day with that band. And to break my ties off that band was the best day of my life, because, not because I don't like them, it's because I had to do it. It's like, okay, I had gangrene of the leg and I had to amputate it, you know, and I've done it now, and I feel like a new man. I feel great. The response of the album's great. I mean, the tour we're doing is great. I found out what fun's about, you know. I forgot how to smile without having a beer, you know.
Right. Mm. I know exactly what you mean. The album has been doing very well here, but how long has it been since it's been out in the States? It's got to be a period of time now.
No, it's just been out 3 weeks in the States, and we're selling it like people are buying it like crazy.
They have been buying it here, like crazy.
I mean, I didn't realize when I recorded it. I thought, well, after leaving Seoul, I thought, I'm going to retire, I'm going to pack it all in, but I bought myself a little bar and a business at home.
Right.
Lasted 7 days. Got on my eyes.
You gotta do what you like.
So I recorded the album and I thought, well, I'll let people know I'm still a recording artist and whatever. And I recorded, I think, about January of last year, this Blizzard of Oz album. And I didn't never realise it was going to be such a success as it looks like it's going to be. You know? In England, it went straight in the charts at 7. It's doing well all over the world, you know. I've recently recorded yet a second album since before I came to the States. The new album's called Diary of a Madman, which is going to be released, I think, maybe later on in the year. Because what we did, we recorded the first album, toured in England with it, held it back for America so we could tour with it in the States. And so people wouldn't think that I'm just a recording artist. I am here in person, you know.
The only thing that happened was, though, that we got some import copies and everybody went wild, and then there was a lag time between
people were going, when is the goddamn thing going to come out, you know?
You're right, exactly. What about the rest of the band? Where did all this come together?
Funny thing, actually, is I haven't got the original band with me anymore. I've replaced Lee Kerslake with Pat Travis's old drummer, Tommy Aldridge, who was from Black Oak Orchestra. He's a drummer that I've admired for so many years.
Right. He was a good drummer with that band.
Yeah, they were. I've got a guy called Rudy Sarzo on bass. He used to play Randy Rhoads in a band called Quiet Riot. And it's going great.
Are they
going
to be the same people that will be on this next one?
No, the third album.
Okay, let's do a tune from this first album, then we'll come back and talk some more.
Okay.
This is Ozzy and the Blizzard of Oz at WCMF. Oh, but I do know that Ozzy Osbourne is here talking to us this afternoon, talking to me. I should stop speaking in the plural here at WCMF.
You keep making the same mistakes.
I think I'm seeing a couple of you. You're the one with the hangover. I'm the one who feels like it. I wanted to ask you, now it's been, let's face it, you know, you've been in the music business for quite a long time.
I believe it, enough, 14 years, yeah. Would you believe? I mean, I have a son who's 15. It's like, he's my adopted son. And kids come, the kids that come along, I mean, I can't believe that I'm still doing it, you know?
Right. But you've seen a lot of things that have changed, and there's been, you know, this last period of time has been, everybody screams a lot about new wave and new music and stuff, and...
Well, I think new wave, I mean, a lot of people, for some reason, since I've been in the States on this tour, a lot of people have been asking me about new wave, and to be perfectly honest, I don't listen to new wave because I don't see what it's about. I can understand what it's about. All they're doing is doing exactly the same as I was doing, but in a different way. But the thing that I think that's lacking in it is there's no sort of structure or any message, or it's like in England, I don't know what it's like in the States so much, but in England it got to a period of a space in time where the most grotesque thing you could sing about was the winner, you know, like throwing up in the over the cat or something. And it was like, you know, where's that at? You know, I can't see what benefit that's going to do to anyone. You know, I mean, at least. I mean, I understand that I have a certain amount of people listen to my music, so I do try and put a little bit of a message with what I sing about, whether it be one thing or another, you know. But I can't see what it's about. I can, but I can't, if you understand what I mean.
Right, I can see what it's about entertainment-wise.
Yeah. It's like gross, it's like decadence, it's like the end, you know, what next? If that's, I mean, I must sound like I've been in the game 14 years, you know, for me to be sort of.
Where does it go from here?
I'm not putting it down because somebody likes it, so I've got no right to say I don't like it, so nobody should. If you like it, listen to it, man.
Well, what do you like besides what you do? I mean,
drinking beer.
Musically, Ozzy.
I don't really, I mean, I work constantly, I'm always, I mean, I told you earlier on that I've recorded a second album, and now I'm working on the third album, so I don't really get a chance to listen to much music, not unless I turn the radio. But I find if I do start to like things, so it starts to influence me in my writing, it comes out in my writing, like, if I listen to an Elvis Costello album, I don't want to start, Ozzy Osbourne starts sounding like Elvis Costello, you know. I mean, I admire everyone who's got the ability to do it.
Well, it all affects you. It's just that it's not directly a copying of
style. I'll tell you something. There's a Sabbath song, and believe me or believe me not, I was influenced by the Osmonds. You know, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, the track? There's a part, there's a chorus part, and I was, the Osmonds was driving me nuts every time I turned up. I ended up singing like Danny Osmond, you know.
They're not as young as they used to be either. They used to be these little kids, you know. And they're still around. You're going to be doing an in-store tomorrow, and I had a lot of people call me tomorrow, so we're...
I'll be there in full swing. And by the way, many happy returns of the day.
Oh, thank you. I had to set you up for that, because it is our 12th birthday, but thank you.
12th
birthday, Steve. I appreciate
your time. Nearly as old as me.
Going to be at the House of Guitars tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and at the Odd tomorrow night with the rest of the band playing here in...
Yes, it's going to be one hell of a show, let me tell you.
In Rochester. So we can expect a new album. Will there be a second tour now, this year, so soon? Or?
Well, I'm doing a 75-day American tour with the first album. And what I do, with the first album, as I told you, a leapfrog. I like to do England, America, and wait for the release.
Right.
So when I finish the American tour, the second album will be released in England, and it will probably be released in America, say January or December of this year or whatever. And we'll tour again with the album. In the meanwhile, I've recorded the third album, so I'll always have something keep
going.
Right,
okay. But you're going to be, because this happens very often, the way the cities are situated across the northern state of New York, if people really like a band, they'll drive, like, from Rochester to Syracuse, and they'll go to Buffalo. So you didn't Syracuse already. You did Syracuse.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Get on the bus and I just do it, you know.
But you're going to be in Buffalo, I believe. Okay.
The
rumor has it you're going to be in Buffalo. Well, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Anytime, babe.
Okay, and I know that you're going to be taping the show, so we'll have you on film anyway when you're not in Rochester anymore.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care.
Is also from the latest album, The Blizzard of Oz, Ozzy Osbourne. Thanks one more time. This is called Crazy Train. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to do some brand new stuff for you now. I have a new album that I just recently recorded. The album's called Diary of a Madman. And the track off the album's called Believer. Aleister Crowley.
Thank you.
track's called Flying High, so smoke that weed.
Thank you.
Sammy Aldridge, thank you. Solution. We'll be right back. So these are the last numbers we're going to do. We hope you've enjoyed yourselves tonight as much as we have played for you. You're the fucking greatest! Okay, come on, Tommy, let's go. I'll tell you what I want you to do for me. When I count to three, I want everybody in this place to shout, yeah! All right? Let's go for it. 1, 2, 3! Really raise his fucking... see you again.